From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. New Attorney General in Trump administration under fire. Democrats in Congress are calling on U.S. Attorney Jeff Sessions to recuse himself from an investigation into Russian interference with the November presidential election or to resign after learning that Sessions met last year with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. Sessions supported President Donald Trump's run for the presidency and served as an advisor on his campaign while serving in the U.S. Senate. After being nominated to lead the Justice Department, Sessions was asked at his confirmation hearing in January what he would do if the evidence emerged that anyone from Trump's campaign was in contact with Russia. This is that conversation between Mr. Sessions and U.S. Democratic Senator from Minnesota, Al Franken.
If there is any evidence that anyone affiliated with the Trump campaign communicated with the Russian government in the course of this campaign, what will you do?
Senator Franken, I'm not aware of any of those activities. I have been called a surrogate at a time or two in that campaign, and I did not have communications with the Russians, and I'm unable to comment on it.
But Sessions had met with Ambassador Sergei Kislyak in July at an event on the sidelines of the Republican National Convention and again in September at his Capitol Hill office. Now, a White House official said that the talks were held in Sessions' official capacity as a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, which is entirely consistent with his testimony during the confirmation hearing. The New York Times is reporting that some officials from President Obama's administration made efforts to make information about possible links between the Trump campaign and Russian officials easier for future investigators to find.